Morning, everyone. Welcome to Tampa. Commissioners, staff, and members of the public, before we get started, I have a very sad duty of reporting that Chairman Carlson passed away last week. On behalf of the Commission, we offer our most sincere condolences to Jay's family and his many friends. Jay will be deeply missed and fondly remembered. Jay exhibited a fundamental commitment to fairness and consensus building since his appointment to the Commission in August of 2013, and in his leadership as chair since February 2018. Let's all take a moment of silence to remember of Jay. Thank you. Thank you. Jay's son John and Jake and his wife Gina would like to address the commission at this time. John.
Thanks.
Yeah, we've got the mics on. You can sit in any of the seats you guys want.
Thank you, Commission. We just wanted to stop and say thanks. I know he's not really going to like this a whole lot. He was a private individual, but he disliked the limelight a lot. But he often talked about the awesome responsibility that this group has to develop common sense building codes to retain affordability and ensure safety. Thank you to all the staff. Over the years, he spoke so very highly of all the staff of the Building Commission and all your professionalism. Thank you for accepting him into the commission. A couple people not on the commission that were really special to him, Doug Buck and Joe Belcher, very great friends of his, and thank you for helping him along the way with the commission. All the commissioners, he respected and appreciated every single one of you so much. He spoke of all of you very highly, and everything that you all have done here, except for John Wiseman, of course. But in all seriousness, thank you so much for allowing us to speak here for a little bit, and I know he will be dearly missed, as we will dearly miss him as well. Thank you for supporting him.
I can't say a lot more than what John just said. He loved the building industry. He dedicated his life. He would always thank me for allowing him to do his volunteer work, but I would look at him and say, "What do you think? I want you to stay home and be miserable?" He absolutely adored so many people in this room, so many people in FHBA and our local CDBIA, to read the things that people are saying about him. He was a humble man, a humble gentleman, and it humbles us. Just want to thank you all so much for the friendship over all the years. And he will be missed in so many ways.
My dad loved life. He loved the building industry. And he loved doing what was good. This is the toughest time. He was so positive all the way up until the end.
So just please stay positive. Do what was right. Do what was good. He loved this place. I don't know what else to say, but thanks for everything, for being my dad's friend. Thank you.
Thank you.